This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey there, and welcome to our Friday Bible study. This is a subsection of the Ribs and Knits podcast where you and I get to spend some time just reading the Bible. We're going to go through series where we read different books of the Bible, starting with Ephesians. It's only a little 5, 7, 10 minute study where you and I just dive into the Bible a little bit together. But there is so much more for you than just these studies. Make sure you're spending time with the Lord every single day and hanging out with Him and just hearing what He wants to say. If you're new to the Bible and you don't really understand it, I encourage you to go and check out season 2 of the Ribs and Knits podcast where we covered an episode on the Bible. My prayer is that these Friday studies really encourage you and help you grow in the word and help you understand the Bible a little bit more. These studies are a subsection of the podcast, and these will happen every single Friday. So even when the podcast is on a break for different series, these will happen every Friday. So I hope you enjoy these, and yeah, let's get stuck into the Bible together. Hello guys, and welcome back to our Ribs and Knits Friday Bible studies. This is just a time where you and I get to read a bit of the Bible together. And right now we are in a series where we're going through 5 of my favorite Psalms. And today we're going to look at Psalm 100. It's one of my favorite Psalms. It's a prayer of thanksgiving, which when don't we have days where we can have gratitude for Jesus? Like literally every day I can think of 100, probably more things to be grateful to God for. It is just such a joy to live in a life where we get thanksgiving and good things, and God is just so kind and good to us no matter what circumstance we're in. He will be working all things for good, and I hope you guys are well. I don't know what kind of weeks you guys are having, but we've announced on Ribs and Knits that we are also doing another segment. So we added the Bible study over summer because I met some girls at some festivals who said they wanted more stuff, and they wanted more Bible study stuff for doing in youth clubs and things like that. So that's why we added the Bible study. And then back in probably, I would say all the way back in December, I had an idea to add a extra segment, which was kind of like a talk show. There's a lot of podcasts like The Girl's Bathroom, Sherlux, Call Her Daddy, where it's like, it's kind of feels like a talk show, but, and they give advice on things. They tell you what's, you know, cool, what's happening, what's trending, what you should be watching, what you should be listening. And we all take our advice from them because we think they're beautiful and cool and interesting and we want to be like them. And I'm like, where is that in the Christian world? Like, obviously we have good examples, we have influencers, but I thought about a talk show, and I really felt from the Lord, He was like, kept bringing up this idea of a talk show, and I kept putting it off because I was like, that's so much time. And it costs money to like rent studio space and get cameras and lights, and like this I'm just doing in my house now so that we can spend more money on the talk show stuff. But it all takes people, time, energy. And so that's going to be bi-weekly. I finally listened to the Lord. I really felt like He was like, Emily, you're in a Jonah right now. I've asked you and asked you and asked you. And so it's happening. It's called The Small Group, and it's basically me and some girls gathering. We just chat about life, about what's trending, what we're watching, what's happening in the Christian world, who's brought out new albums, what movies are out, what TV shows are out. It's just going to be super fun, and it's going to be a place where you can just keep up with the Christian world, which I absolutely love. And the first episode's coming out on Monday. So get excited. I'm so excited. Honestly, while I was editing the episode, I was giggling my way through the editing process. Like, I actually was giggling. And the girls who I have on it are just such joys. And they will be I will have lots of regulars. There'll be girls who will come back in, and you'll get to know us all much better. And I love it. And now we're going to go into the Bible study. And as I said earlier, we're doing Psalm 100, which is a prayer of thanksgiving. Well, a psalm of thanksgiving. So we'll just read it together. Get out your Bibles, look it up on your phone, read along. Don't just have me on my ones doing this. Okay, Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Golly, isn't that the kind of thing you always like? Oh, I'm having such a bad day and I'm doubting God so much. Probably should read Psalm 100. Like, it is just such a beautiful psalm. It's also one of the shortest psalms, but it is one of my favorite, which is why it's happening. We're looking at it in my top five psalms. This psalm is one I've gone back to and back to and back to. Like, it actually is highlighted in my old highlighting pattern. That's like, I think I probably bought this Bible. Well, my dad gave me this Bible a year and a half ago. And I think the first thing I did was highlight Psalm 100. And then I came up with my highlighting pattern, so it doesn't actually match the rest of the Bible. But it has just been a constant in my life. I love it. The theme of this is like a universal call to worship. Shout to the Lord with joy, you know. It's all the earth come together. Let's all worship him. And the setting is this was used in like temple worship. So especially during like times of offering. So it's like, oh, we're offering things to the Lord. But before we do that, let's make sure that we know why we're doing it. We're doing it because he is great and he is merciful. And we're coming to him with gladness and with joyful songs, and because he is the Lord our God. He is God. And so that's kind of the context of this psalm. And so we're going to start off with verse one, which says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. I love this. Any season you're in, sometimes it will be hard to shout for joy because there's like, I actually don't feel very happy right now. Or you might be in a season where it's like, I feel great. I feel like shouting. And it's like, actually in all seasons, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth, everyone, everywhere, no matter where you are. If you're in a prison cell, shout for joy to the Lord. If you're in a remote place, shout for joy to the Lord. If you're atop a mountain, shout for joy to the Lord. If you're in the middle of a busy city and it's kind of embarrassing, shout for joy to the Lord. All the earth, we are to shout for joy to the Lord. The Hebrew for shout is hariu, H-A-R-I-U, which basically is a battle cry. It's like cheer loudly, not a polite like little, yay Jesus. It's not like, oh, that was nice. Like, we have so much joy because of the Lord. It's like full volume, give it your all with a battle cry. Like, have you heard a battle cry before? It's like, wah! It's like, yeah, we're going forward. We're about to fight you. We're going to scream. So whatever season you're in, it's like, okay, I'm about to enter this day. I'm a bit nervous because I think I'm going to get fired from my job. Oh, I'm a bit nervous about to have an exam. I think I'm giving birth today. I'm a bit nervous. This is a great day. I'm about to get married. This is a great day. My best friend is having a baby. It's like, no matter what it is, I'm about to start with a battle cry where I'm going to shout for joy to the Lord. And I often find this in churches, in England especially. Like, we will stand in silence. Like, sometimes this is what it's like in worship. Not judging. Sometimes you need a moment of reflection. Sometimes you need to just stand in the presence of the Lord and just be in awe. Sometimes you just need to have a bit of reverence, you know? But there is also a time and a place for all the earth to shout and raise a battle cry for joy to the Lord. There's a time and a place for it. And then we go into verse two, which is worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. What I love about this is in different translations, it's different words used here. So in NIV, we have worship the Lord with gladness. In KJV and ESV, it's serve the Lord with gladness. So the root meaning of worship is to serve, to labor, to work. So I'm going to worship the Lord. And that, to us, often means sing songs, worship the Lord. I'm going to dance before the Lord like David. I'm going to sing out a song. But actually, this could also mean serve. Worship can be service to the Lord. It can be working for the Lord. It can be laboring for the Lord. It can be serving God with acts of devotion. It's like, okay, worship the Lord with gladness. And sometimes I come to work, I need to go and do something, and there's no gladness in me. I'm like, oh, I can't believe I have to do that right now. I just want to be in bed. I just want to hang out with my friends. I just want to chill out. But he's actually saying here, the psalm's telling us, come with gladness to whatever you're about to do. And I love that verse that's like, work as if working for the Lord. This is like, if you're worshipping, you're doing it for the Lord. If you're working, you're doing it for the Lord. If you're serving, you're doing it for the Lord. So do it with gladness. Do it with a glad heart. God isn't looking for acts of service. He's looking at the heart behind what we're doing. So when I come to worship, he's looking at my heart. When I serve, he's looking at my heart. When I work, he's looking at my heart. What matters to God is our hearts, where we're placing our hearts right now. Am I doing things joyfully? Am I doing things with gladness? He's going to look at the heart, not at what we're doing. So the psalm began with all the earth. Shout for the joy, all the earth. And in verse 3, it kind of tells us why. It's because know that the Lord is God. He is the one who made us. We are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. That is why we shout for joy to the Lord, because he is God. He is the Lord our God. He is the one who made us. We are his. We are his people, and we are the sheep of his pasture. That is why we do the things that has been listed before. I don't know if when you were in school, you ever did PEE paragraphs. It's kind of what's happened here. Point, explain, elaborate. The point is you shout for the Lord with all the earth. You explain, well, you do that through worshipping the Lord with gladness and coming before him with joyful songs. And the reason you do that is because he is the Lord our God. He is the one who made us. We are his. We are his people. And then we are the sheep of his pasture. So we are seeing our shepherd and I'm going, whoa, I'm going to shout for joy because you are my God. And all the earth will do it. All the sheep in this pasture are going to do it. It's both identity and security. We have identity in being the sheep, and we have security in the fact that he is our shepherd. Those things just, they just come together. And it's so good that it leads to us shouting for joy to the Lord, all the earth, and worshiping the Lord with gladness. And then in verse 4, it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. This used to be one of the things I would read every time before I went into worship. There was like about 4 months where I was like, this is my verse. And I would literally, every time the band would begin to play at church, I would say this phrase, I'm entering his gates with thanksgiving. I am entering his courts with praise. I give him thanks and I praise his name. That's how I would begin worship. I would say right now as I go into this worship, I am entering his gates with praise. And how do I want to end my life? I want to right now in worship enter his gates with praise. But at the end of my life, I want to walk through those gates with praise. I want to go through those gates. He says, well done, good and faithful servant. And I enter with praise. That's how I'm planning to do it right now. And that's how I plan to go on. And that's how I plan to enter heaven. Honestly, I love that verse. It is so life-giving and it's affirming of the future. You are going to enter his gates with praise. And then we have verse 5, which says, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Does that not just make you feel gooey inside? That makes me feel so joyful. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His love for me, his love for you, his love for my children, my grandchildren, my granny, my grandparents, my great grandparents, the generations that came 100 generations before me. His love and faithfulness continues through all generations, past, present, and future. I don't have to worry about my future generations because I know his faithfulness continues for them. I know it's going to continue and continue and continue. We're scared of AI. We're scared of global warming. But can I tell you something? His love endures forever and his faithfulness will continue through all the generations, even the ones who are going to grow up with AI, even the ones who are going to go through different stages of global warming. His faithfulness will continue through those generations. And my faith is in God and my trust is in him. And I know he will be faithful to the generations. God is so good. I am so grateful to God. And that's Psalm 100.
do you not just feel gooey inside? She just feel like, God is so good. He is so faithful. He has done good things for me. I honor God right now. And Lord, I just thank you so much. I thank you so much for what you've done in my life, what you're doing in the lives of the girls who are watching this, for what you are doing in different countries, in different places, how you're blessing us all in different ways, how you've shown up for us all in different ways. And Lord, I honor you right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Sorry, I just had to go into prayer there. But the Lord is so good. He is so faithful. If you haven't spent time with Jesus today, I beg you, go to your room and just pace back and forth, praying and talking to him about what's going on in your life. Give him a prayer of thanksgiving. Write your own psalm of thanksgiving today. Write a list of things that you're thankful to God for today. Tell someone that they're loved by Jesus today and that they have a million things to be thankful for too. Like, let's not just leave this conversation and go about our life and forget all the good things God has done. He is faithful. In this very moment, he is working things for good for you. How kind is that? Do I deserve that? Nope. Do you deserve that? Nope. He's so good. But I love you girls. Blessing you girls. I just hope you girls are having a blessed time and that you are seeing God's goodness in your life. And if you're not, maybe write a list right now of all the good things he's done for you. But you are so, so loved. Thanks for hanging out with me. Please tune in on Monday to see the new show. I hope you like it. I hope you love my friends. They are so amazing. I'm so blessed with such good friends. And they're now your friends. I'm your friend. We're a little group, aren't we? We're just going to hang together. But you are so loved. I hope you know that. I hope you feel that. And I will see you on Monday for our talk show, and I'll see you next Friday for another Bible study. Bless you girls. Bye.